That was Giannis Xenakis with Boar. Thanks for tuning in to Actively Listening. You can tune in every Sunday night at 9:38 Eastern, 6:38 Pacific, etc. on numbers.fm, or you can check out playlists and MP3s of past episodes at badtasteforlife.com. That's badtaste4life.com. This is Stalio signing off.
Yep. All right. Bonjour. Hello. Oui, oui, oui. Allô, allô. Radio Taranga. Ici, c'est la dédication à l'amour et la convivialité. Partout et toujours, on attend les mamans. Les mamans d'aujourd'hui, Ingeborg et Bartel. Parce qu'il faut savoir qu'est-ce que ça veut dire être maman. Oftewel, het thema van de week is mama. Dat je dat even weet. Even kijken.
Ja, breed en wijd.
Nou, dat is betrekkelijk. En tijdelijk. Ik denk dat de man eerder overbodig wordt dan de vrouw bij de voortplanting. Ja, celdeling of zo, weet je wel.
Oké. Ik hoor nu dat ik niet te horen was bij mijn intro, dus dat schiet niet lekker op. Maar het is dus woensdag, het is 3 uur geweest, Taranga, Radio Taranga. Oui.
Ja, u is hier, Radio Taranga, bonjour. Oui. Was ik wel te horen dan?
Ja, jij wel.
Oh, grappig. Ja. Dus ik praatte tegen een dove of een stomme.
Nou, wie weet lekte ergens toch nog wat geluid van mij door, maar het zal heel weinig zijn geweest.
Ah, ja. En hoe hoorde je dat dan? Dat je niet te horen was?
Het klonk gek en toen keek ik en zag ik het schuifje dichtstaan. Ja, dat geeft dan de doorslag. Denk je, is een dichte schuif? Nee, dan kunnen de mensen het niet hebben gehoord.
Nee, ik schrok al. Ik dacht, straks heeft hij een koptelefoon op, maar dat kan niet.
Dat heb ik inderdaad wel op. En toch hoorde ik, dat vond ik ook al gek klinken, maar niet gek genoeg, dat ik dacht, hé, mijn microfoon staat niet open.
Jeetje mina.
Ja, maar ik zat meer te denken, hé, wat is die muziek hard en is Jo zacht, dus ik was daar meer mee bezig, terwijl ik aan het letsen was.
Ja, dat jij is, dacht, ik mooi. Ben zacht, maar ik was zacht. Jij was zelf zacht.
Ik was nog zachter, ik was nog het zachtst.
Ja, je zag het zelf.
Ik vind het mooi, dit is echt een heel mooi herbeleven, dat we gewoon binnen, zeg maar, 4 minuten... alweer in de herbeleving zitten.
Ja, best diep.
Ik zie eigenlijk een grote toekomst in het herbeleven.
Ja. Dus,
En nu in het Frans.
Oh ja, en het is ook alweer een herbeleving in het Frans.
Ja, jij kan Frans.
Een revivement.
Wat?
Revitalisation, no.
Revivre.
Goeie vraag, hé.
Ja. Dat vind ik, oké. Revivre. Herleven? Ja.
We kunnen het aan Mustafa vragen, want die is ook in de uitzending. Ah. Mustafa,
hallo. Bonjour, Mustafa.
Hallo. Mustafa, open your mic. Oh.
Okay. Hallo, bonjour Radio Teranga, bonjour Amsterdam.
Hallo, bonjour.
Hallo. Bonjour okay. Everyone.
Dans la nature.
Dans la nature, je suis là à la maison.
Aha, avec tout.
Avec les femmes.
Avec les mamans.
Avec les mamans, oui.
Oui, c'est jour de femme.
Yeah, aujourd'hui c'est la journée mondiale de la femme.
Bonjour madame. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Is better than French?
We cannot speak French.
You don't speak French, okay. Then I don't speak English.
So what are you speaking this?
We can talk English, it's no problem.
Okay.
I say welcome to the show of Radio Taranga.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Radio Taranga is already for 1 year on the air, in the internet air.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we talk from our hearts
to people like you, brothers and sisters in Africa, in Senegambia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, Senegal is there, but Senegal is also here.
We know.
That's because of migration. And sometimes I am here in Amsterdam, and sometimes I am there in Senegal. That's also migration.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. They hear you. But they are workers. They work in the medical hospital.
Okay.
They are here to sensibilize me about their medicine. That's why we are here, and I want to introduce them to the crew, Radio Teranga.
Okay.
Welcome, ladies.
Yes, you are welcome, sister. What's your name?
Fatima.
Fatima. Fatima. Today we are talking about mom. Yes. Yeah, and you are mom. I hope. You want to be a mom one day? Yeah. Okay. Today we're talking about mom. Yeah. I want you to, you know, bring your contribution about mom. Oh, what do you say, yo?
Yeah. I want to be sensibilized about what it is to be mother, about motherhood, about. You know, about giving birth and about being,
I'm a little bit busy.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about that?
About giving life. Yeah, because the woman give life.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
He's
supposed to be a mom one day. Yeah, this is the emission Radio Teranga.
You want me to? So, what do you see? What's up? What do you do there?
But they don't want to participate in my program. I know that, but they want to sell me them stuff. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. They want to sell me them medical, but they don't want to participate in my emission. But it's a great emission, like Mama Day. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too private. Maybe it's too private. Yeah. But if they cannot participate, I cannot buy their medicine.
But tell me about the medicine. What kind of medicine you have? You are.
We have medical
condition. I don't hear you. Yeah, explain.
We work as a magnetic therapist.
Also?
Magnetic therapy.
Magnetic therapy.
Mm-hmm. Magnetic. Wow.
You know about that? You know about that, yo?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Me, I don't know about magnetic therapy. They try to explain me, but I don't know.
Yeah, tell her. Tell the man what it is, magnetic therapy.
Explain.
It's a way of curing people without the use of injection, operation, or scanning.
But with magnets.
But through our natural devices and organic product, we cure people.
All right. But do you use the big magnet?
I just am too much. I've been saving a day for that. What? I should not take for that.
Do you use the big magnet?
We use magnet. Hmm? Let me show you our machine.
Yeah. Show me.
Yeah. Yeah, at the Radio Teranga, free up. Don't worry. Like swim in the sea. Yeah, we can buy it. We can buy it. That is.
This is our machine.
Yeah, okay. You can see that.
Okay. It's a picture.
Yeah, it's a picture. That is. It's a picture, but.
I see feet.
Behind is like.
Yeah, it's the medication.
The medication is behind. You know? You see
secret.
That?
Yeah, I can't see. That's secret. I know.
Yeah.
It's plastic.
It's plastic, yeah.
It's not plastic. No. This is a medicated.
Total, yeah. Is it good for the food?
Yes.
And human system.
And human system?
Wow. Reflexology. Okay, that's, yeah, they touch your feet. Yeah. Did you show them your foot, Mustafa?
Yeah. My foot, I don't show them my foot. I used to do operation, you see that? Even you want to buy me the tea for the food, me, I don't can't understand.
You should buy the tea for your food.
Yeah, the tea is good for my food. Okay. I never see this kind of medicine. All right. On va retourner sur Radio Teranga, Dakar, Amsterdam, pour parler sur maman.
Yeah.
Je vais retourner le micro à Yo.
Ok, merci. Yeah. You know, we are waiting for the mothers, and while we are waiting, we can maybe play something from Christmas songs, you know?
Yeah, it's because almost Christmas.
I had my first Christmas meal already, yeah. You know, in the World House, in the house for the sans-papiers.
Okay.
And we had a nice speech. Speech was done by Yusuf. Yusuf is the old man. He was one of the founders of We Are Here, just like Dr. Ko and Pablo and myself, and we were singing together. You can listen to it right now. If Bert can do that. I will find it.
Yeah, talk a bit, because I put it somewhere. I have to look it up. One moment.
Yeah, that's okay. No worry. Yeah, for privacy, it's good to close the camera, Mustafa, because I think the ladies are not so happy to be in the program.
No, they think it's the video. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, we have to pray for the cat of Michel, because the cat of Michel has a broken leg. That's why we don't have Michel.
Oh, sorry about that.
I
found it. I can start the recording. Yeah?
Christmas in the World House. Let's go. Yusuf.
Every time when there is a difficult way, there is an easy way. A good example which we have it, the year was beginning and now the year is finished. And I believe if you have any problem or you face a lot of challenge or any kind of a challenge, one day will be ending and will be story. In the Mayusri Yusra, everybody, if you look, the rich people, everybody have his own story, what he's going through. But the message today, we have to keep strong, and I love all of you. And we have some candle, by the way.
We do love you.
I love you too. the reason why we put the candle on, maybe it's something you know or something new. In the back days in Africa, when there is a party or there is anything such commit, bringing people together, we always people put it fire. But because we're living in the Western world, we know how we cannot make fire. So today we put it candle. This is the symbol of love. I believe if you're in a romantic way, when somebody put the candle on, he says romantic. So today this is the symbol of love. And I wish you very lovely and you never know. Anything can happen in the future.
It's not a candle, it's a
fire.
Bringing people together.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We have now dinner, and then we have some music, and we have also some DJs, And please have fun and be together, share together. We are here tonight for the World House, but we are here tonight to support all the undocumented people in Amsterdam. Please have a good time tonight. Be together, talk with each other, and we will be with a fantastic night. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We are here. We live by freedom of women. If everybody dies. We are here and we will fight for freedom of movement if everybody dies. We are here and we will fight for freedom of movement if everybody dies. Oh la la, oh le le, solidarité avec les sans-papiers. Oh la la, oh le le, solidarité avec les sans-papiers. Que mal! Que frau, que mette in Senegal, que man, que frau, que mette in Senegal, que man, que frau, que mette in Senegal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Zo, ja, dat was het.
Ja, mooi hè?
Ja, prachtig.
You like the slogan, Mustafa?
Yeah, on a célébré, oui. Oui, on a célébré. Vraiment, je love... I love the slogan. You know?
We are here. And we will fight for freedom of movement. It's everybody's right.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And the condol too, is a love
candle. Yeah, love.
Is it the manifestation or what?
The Christmas week.
The Christmas.
Yeah, last Sunday, Friday.
Okay. Yeah, it's a nice program. It's a nice program. Yeah. And I hope that they enjoy it. Yeah. Look like manifestation, like, you know, celebration, party.
Look what I have. I have a bone. I have a bone from the sheep. Lulu, I will give it to Lulu now. Watch this. Kijk eens, Lulu. Kijk eens, 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 kijk eens.
Ja.
Ja. No, she's not hungry. Oké, okay, dan not. Graag of niet. Ja. Nee, dat gaat wel goed. Dan is ze rustig. I keep her quiet with a nice sheep bone.
Now, the sheep are very important, especially in Radio Teranga. We always have sheep.
Only sometimes.
Can you find one sheep around you, Mustafa? Oh, Mustafa is gone. Hey. Okay, dan niet. Zeg maar, Ingeborg zou komen. Waar is ze nou?
Ja, ik heb er nog weer gezegd, kom je? Want het was veel tijd. Nou.
Ah.
Ja, dan weet ik het eigenlijk niet. Dan moet zij nu zeggen van, hey, ik kom er niet in. Maar niks. Dus ik weet het niet. Ik zie wel dat Mustafa terug is. You're back.
Okay. Mustafa, maybe you can find the sheep around you, because I like the sound of the sheep. Well, anyway. Now, I wanted to talk with Ingeborg and Mustafa about also the political situation in the Netherlands, you know?
Ja.
Because there's news about the migration politics.
Ik ga een beetje opjagen dan.
We can talk about it. But I will introduce it first to Mustafa. Ja. Mustafa, you know, in Holland is a sovereign state and they make laws in parliament. And last Monday they talked about a law against the sans-papiers. In this law they say that if you are without papers, you are criminal. They can put you in prison. And then, actually, if you help somebody without papers, you are also criminal, you know? And for some people, this was a little bit too much. So now they changed the law a little bit. And now the minister says that he will only put people in prison who have no papers and who refuse to leave. So there are also people who refuse to leave who do have papers, but that's not a story. That's about tourism. And then in the parliament last Monday, they make a discussion, and then they say, yeah, it's okay. We make a law to criminalize all the people without papers, but we will only catch the people who refuse to leave. So in practice, that means that every time they catch you, you can say, yeah, I was just about to leave, you know? And then they have to let you go because you don't refuse to leave.
Yeah.
But if they put you in prison, you cannot leave, you know, because you are in prison and you cannot just walk out of the prison. So they make it impossible for you to leave. That's a kind of paradox. You understand? Yeah. It's crazy, no? Anyway, the point is, it's already now that if you refuse to leave and you have no papers, they already put you in prison. Only they don't call it prison. They call it detention. Yeah, they call it administrative detention. Because you don't commit any crime. You're just in prison for no reason. And that's why they cannot call it prison. They call it detention of strangers.
Yeah.
Well, this law is quite... If the minister is true that they only catch people who refuse to leave, and not all the people without papers, then it's not much of a change, because it's already now happening that people put in prison. Because it is a prison, because you cannot leave, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but then somebody said, yeah, but if they put you, if they make it criminal, then they can put you in a normal prison, and you will be together with criminals.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody knows that if you put people in prison with criminals, they become criminals themselves.
Yeah.
So, this is how they criminalize people who are not criminals, but are illegal, or illegalized, as I say.
Yeah.
So, it's another paradox, you know? First, you tell them to leave, and if you don't leave, they put you in prison, so you cannot leave. And then they call you criminals, because you're not criminal, but they have to call you criminal, and then they put you in a criminal prison, then you become a prisoner. A criminal. Yeah. So they produce their own bullshit all the time.
Yeah.
This is politics and democracy in Holland. Do you understand?
No, but I know.
This is happening. Yeah, I was trying to explain to Mustafa, but he is not reflecting anymore. Maybe he's after the sheep.
Yeah.
Or maybe he lost the connection. I still see him without microphone.
Yeah. He's listening.
Maybe he's looking for his headset. I don't know. Anyway, it would be interesting to compare this with the machinery of the political situation in Greece,
for instance. Yeah, of course.
Or in Gambia, you know.
I hope she's coming. There is something with time. It is more time difference with Greece than I thought.
And I think Ingeborg has a dog problem, huh?
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right.
Sorry about...
Did you hear my explanation?
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
Okay. Can you follow it, or is it too complicated?
Yeah, it's too complicated, but when they put you in the detention, after the detention, what's happened? They deport you, or I don't know.
Yeah, they put you in detention, so they can easily deport you. But very often they cannot deport because the people in your country don't accept you, and then they have to let you go again, and then you're on the street again.
When they catch you again, they put you again in the detention.
And they put you again in detention because, you know, it's that's happening already, you know. So I don't really understand why they make this new law. It's highly symbolic, and it's counterproductive, and it's completely crazy and paradoxical. And I mean, I don't understand myself. I only try to explain for you so that you can understand a little bit about how crazy it is. But I cannot explain because I'm not a psychiatrist.
Okay, but me, in my position, because I'm a migrant, I'm from Senegal to Gambia, I'm here, but they don't treat me like that, you know. I'm here, I don't have all my document, but, you know, I can leave, you know, easily, you know, without no problem. But the concept is not the same because Europe and Africa, yeah, is not the same concept. But today I'm here with my brother to Lamine Sanyang is my brother, you know, from another mother since a long time, you know.
All right.
He's a Gambian, you know, and, you know, I want you to know him because he's a good man for me. Lamine, can explain to about Gambia, about, you know, life, about the migrants. Lamine, this man is Yo. Yo is one of my dad in Europe. Yo.
Hello.
Hey, Lamine, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, fine. How are you?
Yeah. Is this okay. Your first time or did we meet before?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Okay, welcome.
So, hope you are enjoying.
Yeah. That's yeah, we're talking. Actually, we are waiting for the mothers, but they're not coming yet.
Yeah, okay.
But then, tell me, do you have... Mustafa says you're brothers, yeah?
Yeah, you are brother from the same, different from mother.
Okay, different mother.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But same father.
Yeah, you are okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
That's good.
Nice. Okay, nice to meet you. And you live in Gambia too?
Yeah, I'm living in Gambia.
All right.
Yeah.
And how's your mother?
Well, she's fine.
All right. Nice to hear that.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah. So yeah. What are you up to?
For me, I'm just managing. I'm not just managing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get around.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Managing.
So how's Holland?
Well, like you know, it's cold.
It's cold, yeah, it's cold. The atmosphere is changing.
And it's cloudy. It's not much sunshine today.
Yeah.
Very little.
Okay.
And, you know, the trees, all the leaves have fallen from the trees. Almost all the leaves have fallen.
Yeah.
Well, not all. I in my garden, I have several plants who keep their leaves. That's nice, you know.
Yeah. That's nice.
But for you me, know,
I do gardening. Huh?
Yeah, good.
I'm a farmer.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice, very nice. Yeah.
I have my own little garden, but I cannot say I'm a farmer. But I like to grow things and make things nice. You know.
Yeah, in our slogan, he said, you know, grow what you eat, eat what you grow. Yeah, it's our slogan. It's our slogan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that slogan of your family or of the Gambia or of the farmers or what?
of the farmers of the Gambia.
All right. Eat what you grow and grow what you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a local production. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah. I wish to see you in the Gambia, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the smiling coast.
Just wait. I'm coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think... I don't know how, but I'm coming. Maybe by boat.
We are expecting you, okay?
Nice.
Yeah. But,
you know, as a farmer, what you say is true. You know, if you ask me about Holland...
Yeah.
The biggest difference between Holland and Gambia is the climate, you know?
Yeah, the climate, yeah.
And also the nature that is produced by the climate, in a way.
Yeah.
And then, it's a hell of a difference.
Yeah.
Actually.
A bit different.
But at the same time, it doesn't stop me from coming to you, and it doesn't stop you from coming to me.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The atmosphere is nice. You are not far from the ozone.
Yeah, I'm a hole in the ozone, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, but tell me, what do you grow?
For me, I grow cassava, groundnut, maize, different.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and no animals.
Animals, there's no space for me here. But I know I like to animal husbandry. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's no space with me here.
And if you make a meal with cassava and groundnuts, how do you prepare it?
Someone borrowed me a farm. I planted there. So okay. I harvested.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it far away?
In these days, I do cook it.
You don't?
It's not far from me.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Did you show it already to Mustafa?
Yeah, I showed it to Mustafa, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good worker. He can help.
Nice.
Mustafa, did you see his estate?
Yeah.
Okay. What does it look like?
Nice. It's nice. It look like a big farmer. Big. It's nice that the cassava is nice. You know, everything is growing nice. Maybe next year the cassava will be. Pay.
Nice. Maybe, hey, Lamin, can you send me a picture of your cassava? And we put it on the website for the program.
Yeah.
Send me a nice picture of the plants. That will be nice.
Yeah. Okay, after I will do that after.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hello, Gambia. We moved to I think we moved to Greece right now because we have a mother.
Yeah.
We have a mother of invention. We have a mother of intervention. Yeah. Ingeborg.
Team of today.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Well, I'm a bit depressed because I got very, very bad news for all the refugees coming from Africa towards Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, there's this one-man NGO called Aegean Boat Report.
Yeah.
And a Norwegian, for me, hero, he's called Tommy Olsen. Yeah, he has also been indicted by Mitsotakis, the Greek prime minister, of human trafficking, espionage, membership of a criminal organization, whitewashing of money. You know, like me and like the 24/8 workers, volunteer sea rescuers on Lesbos. And I cannot say more right now in the embargo, but if I say it's depressing news, you can believe me.
Yeah.
So I'm really very worried. And we have to take action together with Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, all the powerful human rights agencies in the whole world.
Yeah.
So this is 5 minutes fresh.
Okay.
So I'm walking around in my apartment and screaming because the whole situation is just getting worse and they don't learn because all the court cases with fictional accusations of humanitarians who save refugees' lives and who help refugees end up with acquittal. They all go free in the end. But court cases like that can go on for 7 years, four years. They can even arrest you. That is even more traumatic. It's shit.
You said, man. What is the news?
I cannot say
about the refugee. About the refugee.
He is not a refugee. He is an NGO that collects the data of all the refugees that take boats from Turkey to come to Greece, and then are pushbacked by the Greek Coast Guard, and sometimes they drown, so then the Greek Coast Guard committed mass murder, you know?
Obviously, they can cause mass murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this guy, because he's doing this great job, he has an alarm line, so when you are in a boat crossing from Turkey to Greece, you call this guy in Norway, and he knows exactly where the boat is and then tells it to Frontex and also to the Coast Guard so the refugees can be saved. But because he does this, he is accused of human fucking traveling. Excuse my French.
No. That's not part of that. It's just part of help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm devastated, and right now I am packing my bags, and I go to Crete, you know, on the side that is facing Africa.
Yeah.
And the house where I will be on the mountain with two other ladies, friends of mine, and my dogs, has a view on the little island Gavdos. And lately, many, many African refugees washed up, drowned, dead on the shores of this little island, Gavdos.
It's unfortunate.
No, it's not unfortunate. It's dystopian and beyond tragic. Unfortunate is when you lost your keys.
Yeah.
This is a bit more.
Yeah, of course.
So you can go on Facebook and go to AEG and Boat Report, and you see everything that he has documented. And I call upon all the countries in Africa to support AEG and Boat Report and this guy who manages it, because we need all the support in the whole world, just like we had at the time for Julian Assange. Okay.
I will do that. I will check on Facebook.
Okay. And the other horrible news that I have is that on Lesbos, during this winter month, December, 60 Sudanese women with children, only women with children, who immediately got their Greek asylum, they will be put out of the camp with no money, no shelter, no work, no food, no pampers, only residence papers, and how they will survive, the Greek government and the EU do not care.
It's a problem.
But the other thing that we want to talk to you about, Ingeborg, is that probably tomorrow the Dutch lawmakers will decide on this helping of the Dutch story. Jo wants to talk to you about that, but where is Jo now? Jo, where ben je?
Yeah. I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, ik ben er toch.
Okay. Well,
about the law of that of helping undocumented
migrant, yeah.
Okay, but can we change to French?
Oui, évidemment, je peux parler français si tu veux.
Parce qu'il y a quelqu'un qui est arrivé maintenant. Elle va venir tout de suite. Je dois introduire le thème, une explication que j'ai fait avant en anglais. Mais c'est compliqué, c'est sur la loi pour faire criminel.
Non, est-ce que je peux légal. Le faire à ta place?
Pardon?
Est-ce que je peux expliquer à ta place?
Ah oui, merci. Allez-y.
Ok, on parle de la criminalité.
Yeah, we did.